Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are my gift to you, your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I have made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In today's gospel, we get to eavesdrop on Jesus praying to his Father. And if we look at it carefully, we can get an idea of how we should pray. First of all, he begins by asking for something, that we all be one. But then he continues in almost an intimate conversation with his Father. I think many times we think that prayer is always asking God for something. And there's nothing wrong with that. About a year ago, we had a young man in the parish diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And hundreds of us stormed heaven with prayer for him. And today he's 100% cancer free. But we can't just keep going to God and saying, listen, I've got it all figured out. If you do this, this, and this, everything will be perfect. Prayer isn't trying to change the mind of God. Prayer is trying to know the mind of God. Let me give you an example. I was assigned here 10 years ago this past week. And when I got the assignment, my superiors painted a very rosy picture of this place. They told me, first of all, it was the most beautiful church in the diocese, and that when the last of the Cawley brothers died in 1954, they left the parish $1 million in Erie indemnity stock. Well, I got here, and this building was literally falling down. Sometime go into that southwest tower room, because I left that as it was originally, so that people could see what the entire building looked like. There was green carpet everywhere. They had glued carpet to the marble floor up here and completely ruined it. And the pews had orange cushions on them that were so dirty, you didn't even want to go near them. And the $1 million, there wasn't a penny of that to be found anywhere. So I came out for my first weekend of masses, and those two side sections of pews were completely roped off because there were no people. And Saturday evening, I had 20 people for mass, and Sunday morning at 10:30, I had 41 people. I don't really drink much. I love my Scotch nightcap, but that's about it. But I'll tell you, I went home and I poured the stiffest Scotch I've ever drank in my life. And I said to myself, what the hell did I get myself into? And then I began to pray over it and ask God, what does he want me to do? And prayer requires silence so that we can hear him speaking to us. And what I think I heard him say to me was, I want you to exhaust yourself to bring this grand old lady back to life again. And look what we've done. And I say we. People are constantly saying it's me. Every movement needs a catalyst, and that's who I am. But you're the ones who restored this magnificent church to its glory. You're the ones who increased the parish population from 191 families to over 1,000. And look around at all the young couples and the babies that we have here. The last time Bishop Persico was here, he said to me, Henry, In my entire life, I've never been in a church with so many babies. You're the ones who increased the offertory from $1,100 a week to $10,000 a week. And so prayer is not trying to change the mind of God. Prayer is trying to know the mind of God. Amen.